Just a quick, a really quick thing on the digital economy bill. I kind of thought of this a couple of days ago, and many people must have thought of this. How do corporations know that their content is being downloaded illegally? The only way that I can think of is either if you add a string to the content, and thus you can trace it back to the origin, in inverted commas, IP. But that would require software to shove the thing on there, or a server-side application, which would be detrimental to CPU usage on the side of the content provider, whether that's contracted or the content provider. Or they're going to spy on either the government or some independent body is going to spy on traffic. Which then gets into a situation of, oh, well, I don't mind giving up a bit of speed to go and run the Onion router. So, yeah, but the trouble is with Tor, the trouble is Tor is kind of used to do stuff that, you know, that's what some stuffy old men and stuffy old women like Anne Widdecombe would have you believe is that anyone trying to anonymize themselves and using one of those onion routers things, the things where it patches up through onions, yes, the onion computer, if they're using this onion computer, they're surely doing something illegal. No, you may just not want to be susceptible, and you may want to be anonymous for the day. I don't know. But anywho, it's that kind of situation. I explained this last time on another audio boo. If you're using BitTorrent, the vast majority of BitTorrent, unfortunately to say, is used for illegal content. Well, there's a simple solution to that. Make your content available cheaply and easily, and then you'll soon discover that the illegal file sharing seems to disappear. We put our content up for a small cost, whereas before we didn't have our content anywhere at all on the internet, and it was being legally done. But as soon as we put it up available, it seems to strange that. This model can also be applied to drugs, and I'm not talking about Class A drugs. I'm talking about Class C drugs, or more correctly, Class B drugs that should be Class C drugs. Thank you very much. You stupid government twats. It's a Class D drug. It's not even a drug. It's alcohol's worse than cannabis. What the fuck are you on? Don't fire your. He was an nutsack was an independent advisor on drugs, and he was a professor or a doctor or something, and he knew what he was talking about. And you thought, oh no, that doesn't sound like a good government idea. No, fuck off, Simon Nutsack, whatever your name was. He was a good man. He talked sense. What's that, Nutsack? Oh, what's that? Toby's going to mix this up because I said Anne Widdecombe and Nutsack. Bellend. Cock. Wanker. David Cameron's penis. Just to help him out. I've completely forgot what I was talking about. I've just got David Cameron's penis in my face.